history and physical, patient name, McComas, NCCOMAS, Patrick, date 8/5/22, place, Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation, history of present illness, patient is a 76-year-old Caucasian male seen today on rounds, patient previously presented to St. Elizabeth Hospital for an ischemic CVA of the right occipital lobe on 7/5/22. He was then discharged to Kate Dishman Rehab Hospital. Patient is new to this facility and presents for continued care and therapy after his CVA. No acute concerns from patient since his arrival. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, hearing changes, vision changes, or bleeding. There have been no acute concerns voiced by the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history, esophageal reflux, renal failure on hemodialysis, atherosclerotic heart disease, hyperlipidemia, CAD, COPD, hypertension, insomnia, osteoarthritis, neuropathy, and tobacco abuse. Past surgical history, as previously mentioned, allergies, no known drug or food allergies, medications, albuterol sulfate every 6 hours as needed, aspirin 81 milligrams one time a day, atorvastatin 40 milligrams one time a day, calcium acetate 667 milligrams, two tablets with meals for dialysis, tirofate 1 gram before meals, ipratropium bromide every 6 hours as needed, levofloxacin 250 milligrams, one tablet a day for UTI, melatonin 5 milligrams at bedtime, Midodrine, 10 milligrams, one tablet, one time a day, every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday for dialysis. Nicotine patch, one patch every 24 hours. Plavix, 75 milligrams, one time a day. Protonix, 40 milligrams, two times a day. Retacrit, 10,000 units IM every morning on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays for anemia, and Tylenol 500 milligrams every 6 hours as needed for pain. Family history negative. Social history, lives locally. Current tobacco use / smoker, denies drinking alcohol. No history of IV drug abuse. No history of STDs. Review of systems, a 10-point review of systems is negative. Other than what is mentioned above. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 116 over 72, temperature 97.1, heart rate 80, respiration 16, blood sugar 126, oxygen 96% on room air, HEENT benign, neck supple, no JVD noted, lungs clear to auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically, cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm, normal S1 and S2, no clicks, rubs, or murmurs, abdomen soft, non-tender, and non-distended, bowel sounds present times 4, neurological, grossly non-focal, dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions, assessment and plan, number 1, ischemic CVA of right occipital lobe, continue current medications, will consult physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Continue assistance with ADLs. Number 2, esophageal reflux. Continue current medications. Number 3, renal failure dependent on hemodialysis. Continue routine dialysis treatments and follow up with nephrologist. Number 4, atherosclerotic heart disease. Continue current medications. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. Continue current medications. Number 6, CAD, continue current medications. Number 7, COPD, continue current medications and oxygen supplementation as needed. Number 7, hypertension, continue current medications. Number 8, insomnia, continue current medications. Number 8, osteoarthritis, continue current medications. And number 9, neuropathy, continue current medications. Thank you.